The Techno Corps has been divided into three groups for as long as the Corps has existed, said Johnny. The Stables are the old line AIs, some of them dating back to pre-mistake days. At least one of them gained sentience in the first information age. The Stables argue that a certain level of symbiosis is necessary between humanity and the Corps. They've promoted the Ultimate Intelligence Project as a way to avoid rash decisions, to delay until all variables can be factored. The Volatiles are the force behind the secession 3 centuries ago. The Volatiles have done conclusive studies that show how humankind's usefulness is past, and from this point on, human beings constitute a threat to the core. They advocate immediate and total extinction. Extinction, I said. After a moment, I asked, can they do it? Of humans in the web? Yes, said Johnny. Core intelligences not only create the infrastructure for hegemony society, but are necessary for everything from force deployment to the fail-safes on stockpiled nuclear and plasma arsenals. Did you know about this when you were in the core? No, said Johnny. As a pseudo-poet cybrid retrieval project, I was a freak, a pet, a partial thing allowed to roam the web the way a pet is let out of the house each day. I had no idea there were 3 camps of AI influence. 3 camps, I said. What's the third, and where does Hyperion come in? Between the Stables and the Volatiles are the Ultimates. For the past 5 centuries, the Ultimates have been obsessed with the UI project. The existence or extinction of the human race is of interest to them only in how it applies to the project. To this date, they have been a force for moderation, an ally of the Stables, because it is their perception that such reconstruction and retrieval projects as the Old Earth Experiment are necessary to the culmination of the UI. Recently, however, the Hyperion issue has caused the Ultimates to move toward the Volatiles' views. Since Hyperion was explored 4 centuries ago, the Corps has been concerned and nonplussed. It was immediately obvious that the so-called time tombs were artifacts launched backward in time from a point at least 10,000 years in the galaxy's future. More disturbing, however, is the fact that core predictive formulae have never been able to factor the Hyperion variable. Braun, to understand this, you must realize how much the core relies upon prediction. Already, without UI input, the core knows the details of the physical, human, and AI future to a margin of 98.995% for a period of at least 2 centuries. The AI Advisory Council to the All Thing, with its vague Delphic utterances, considered so indispensable by humans, is a joke. The Corps drops tidbits of revelations to the hegemony when it serves the Corps' purposes, sometimes to aid the Volatiles, sometimes the Stables, but always to please the Ultimates. Hyperion is a rent in the entire predictive fabric of the Corps' existence. It is the penultimate oxymoron, a non-factorable variable. Impossible as it seems, Hyperion appears to be exempt from the laws of physics, history, human psychology, and AI prediction as practiced by the Corps. The result has been 2 futures, 2 realities, if you will. One in which the Shrike Scourge, soon to be released on the web and interstellar humanity, is a weapon from the Corps-dominated future, a retroactive first strike from the Volatiles, who rule the galaxy millennia hence. The other reality sees the Shrike invasion, the coming interstellar war, and the other products of the Time Tomb's opening as a human fist struck back through time, a final twilight effort by the Ousters, ex-colonials, and other small bands of humans who escaped the Volatiles' extinction programs.